Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and we tend to have her on after any city council meeting. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Okay, so I'm looking over the agenda for last night, and it's like 83 gajillion resolutions and approvals. And what's going on? Is this just like end-of-year housekeeping or what?
It is. We call it the September slog. You know, all local governments have to do it. It's your schedule of authorized positions. It's, you know, adoption of your rates for the oncoming year, all that kind of housekeeping stuff. But it all leads up to a big item on the agenda, which was the adoption of the budget for the oncoming year.
Very good. And so any news for the residents of Gulf Breeze about the budget that they may not already know that you want to communicate to them?
Well, this is a very large budget. The city has sold property. They've sold spray fields that was made possible thanks to a partnership with the Northwest Florida Water Management District and Santa Rosa County for that reclaim water loop that we've been talking about, Andrew. So with the sale of that land, we were able to put that capital back into the water and sewer enterprise. And there's a lot of really cool projects for septic elimination inside and outside the city, some more storm hardening and other things. So that increased the budget. And we were also very successful with grants, both federal and state, this last year. And so you're going to see some really exciting multimodal projects and quality of life projects like our Shoreline Park Boardwalk this upcoming year. The council last night also adopted its five-year strategic plan after about a two-month process for public input. And so you'll be seeing some new logos and branding that's going to just help make everyone aware as you're seeing those different initiatives. So like our natural resources division, those regional water initiatives that I just shared, we've got some really cool branding that'll be going along with that. So it was a good night, Andrew.
Very good. So it was not on the agenda last night, at least I don't think it was, but I know we've been talking a lot about Tibet or Tibet Drive, depending how you want to pronounce it, in front of the country club. It's not publicly owned. It's privately owned right now. Colton Wright is asking you guys to put up a little bit of money to contribute to fixing the problem and turning it into a county road. Have you guys had this conversation at the council yet?
So, yes, whenever I hear this question, I first start with, let's define who you guys is.
Yeah.
So the request is being made of our water and sewer ratepayers. And so our position from day one is that it's a cut through. It isn't a road. If you want to dedicate and build a new road, well, the county does that all the time. And the county has a fund for paying for that. They pay for that out of their local option sales tax mm-hmm. and out of their fuel tax, just like any other government. And so when we hear that our water and sewer ratepayers should pay for a new public road, then the question would be, well, why? It doesn't serve a water and sewer purpose. So the city last stepped forward and said, look, we have been filling potholes in this area with the bridge being closed. It's getting exacerbated. We'll put up, you know, about $20,000 to overlay it. Well, then, as you know, Andrew, there was big potholes in that area, and so Colton Wright really rolled up his sleeve to try to find some other cost shares. But we really feel like this is a project that needs some state cost share as well, because the problem was most definitely exacerbated by all the traffic trying to get around, you know, the congestion glut on Highway 98. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at almost a $300,000 cost. So we definitely feel like our water customers should not be paying for a new $300,000 road without a utility purpose. But Commissioner Wright will be coming to our next regional water board meeting and asking them to just up the ante a little bit, so that hopefully we can find a way for the residents in that area to continue to have a cut through.
Yeah,
that'll be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, and I can see the thread there with the federal or with the state responsibility based on the alternate traffic use. And I can also, frankly, I always think that these signs that say this road paved with LOST money, and I think, oh, come on, you're going to pave that anyway. But if you had a road like this, one that was absolutely in disrepair and highly demanded, and you could legitimately put up a sign that said, we really built this with LOST money, and that's why you have it. I mean, maybe it would be a good use of that. I appreciate that perspective. You guys also last night, and I know it's more of been an Escambia County issue, but people might have seen this pop up on the agenda and wonder what. You're part of the ICMA, or the 401A program, that personal contribution retirement account program as an alternative to the Florida State retirement program. But this does not include, council or any of the elected officials, right, who all make, what, a buck a year?
Correct, correct. Well, first, so let's talk about what ICMA is. It's International City Managers Association, of which I've been a member of, for about 15 years. And so the ICMA RC, Retirement Contribution Program, was created in the early 90s to be portable because, let's face it, the average city manager lasts in their position for 3 to 5 years. And so it was to help the profession. It since has been expanded. And most often, it typically includes, other executive management. It can also certainly include other elected officials. For Gulf Breeze, it's only been exclusive to executive management. So last night was another housekeeping matter to reaffirm, first off, our participation in the program, but also make sure that it was consistent with our employment agreements. So there was no financial impact to the action last night.
Got it.
And again, that program is just for really three positions.
And just a real quick thing before we let you go, we're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. You guys gave a benefit to the volunteer firefighters that, the state obviously gave the first responders benefit to the career guys. But this would be kind of the same thing that was done in Escambia to make sure the volunteers weren't left out as well. Is that right?
Thank you for asking. Andrew, most people do not realize that in the city of Gulf Breeze, our fire response is entirely provided by volunteers. Our fire chief, the volunteer fire chief. But when we say volunteer, we do not mean to say that they're non-professional.
Right.
These are actually professionals or those who are training for their certifications who are volunteering their time in the city of Gulf Breeze. And so these are professionals who exceed our average response time in this area. And so early on with the pandemic, they received an emergency kind of hazardous duty pay. And when we saw the opportunity to award our first responders, our professional law enforcement received that. And so there was no question that our mayor and council was going to do the same as soon as we received our funding through ARPA.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was approved last night as well.
Very good. And I didn't know that. I didn't know it was all volunteers in the city. Of course, Santa Rosa's got a whole different kind of structure than Escambia does. But interesting to find out that there it's not a career, that it is volunteer. But as you say, that's every bit as professional, certainly so. And we appreciate the benefit to them. Sam Abel,
well, I have to say, real quick before we get off, as soon as you're done with Santa Rosa County leadership, we invite you to participate in our Citizens Academy. You will learn all about the very cool, innovative operations of the city of Gulf Breeze. So that's my invitation from me to you, that you participate in our Citizens Academy this upcoming year.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, a pleasure. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.